Six Nations Elected Council is exploring the opportunity to have wastewater sampled by the University of Waterloo to see what strains of COVID-19 are active in the community. Six Nations Emergency Control Group presented the opportunity during the political liaison meeting held on September 26th.
So there's a wastewater surveillance opportunity through the University of Waterloo, and it's funded through the Ministry of the Environment, Conservation and Parks. And the opportunity is that they would want to sample the wastewater coming from the Oswegan area and send that into the University of Waterloo. University of Waterloo would then analyze it for COVID-19 fragments and be able to determine what strain of COVID-19 is circulating within the village here, and provide a report back to our health and Oswegan public health departments and be a resource for them as we look to have data, and so that we can make informed good strategies and how to best recommend to council, you know, steps forward in mitigating any kind of virus spread and containment. So this part of this is needed because we don't have access to a lot of the data that we did, you know, let's say a year ago when people were having PCR tests done and those types of things. So they've shifted to a report on your own structure for rapid tests. And their health and Michigan Public Health are advising that there's, you know, they're concerned that there's significant underreporting. And also, you know, we don't have the data on what strain of virus is circulating within the community. And we're just looking for this to be another tool in our tool belt as we shift into the next phase of the pandemic. Thank you.
Mark Servos, a representative from the University of Waterloo, explained the process of sampling the wastewater.
Essentially, when you get the virus, it goes into your nose and you swallow that and you excrete that into the toilet. It goes down through the pipes. And as they're pumping it into the lagoon at Oswegan, we're able to take a sample from there and we extract it. And we have to clean it up because you can imagine it's a fairly dirty sample. And then we use essentially the same methods that they would have used when you were doing your PCR test. It's just slight variations of it. And we're able to do different PCR tests to be able to determine exactly which strain of the virus we have. So it's not active virus, it's little pieces of the virus that have broken down, and we're able to detect that just like we would if we were taking a swab from your nose.
Some councillors wondered about the sample size of this project and that it wouldn't represent enough of the territory. But Six Nations Health Services stressed that this will be used as a resource to further help with Six Nations' response to the pandemic.
Just to kind of clarify Mike's point around research, we saw it more as a surveillance tool than a research project. So it's similar to how we offer rapid testing or molecular testing, PCR testing. It's a tool to monitor COVID-19 in the community. It's not a research project that has a beginning point and an end point, and then we've got we're trying to investigate new research. It's just a surveillance tool, like Mike said, a tool in our tool belt. And in terms of it being a subsample of community, it doesn't capture the entire community because we do know not everyone is on the waterline. But that is similar to other municipalities. Other municipalities use their wastewater surveillance. Not everyone is on that line either. So it's thought of as a sample. And right now, in terms of how many tests we're getting back or how many tests are getting reported, it's a very, very small sample. Sometimes we have less than 5 tests per week coming into the Oswegan Public Health. So that is a much smaller portion of a sample. So like we're saying, it's just kind of another tool for us to use to monitor how the virus is circulating.
Councillor Nathan Wright spoke on this project being used in the community and his hopes to be upfront with community members about what exactly is being collected.
I don't have concerns per se with the tool being used. Because I think the data needs to drive our responses. I am a little concerned with the sample size going forward. But the point I want to kind of make is, either way you look at it, whether it's research or surveillance, what we're doing is pretty evasive in terms of pulling the information out if there isn't a good firm understanding in the community. So if this motion passes, my hope is that we do a pretty intensive communication out to the community about what we're collecting. And even if it is kind of technical, I think it's important that we be honest with the community of this surveillance, the potential kind of evasiveness of it, and what actually we are collecting, and then how we're using that as a tool to inform decisions. So I'm even hesitant probably to move a second reading of this, only because I want some of that work done before we totally execute this. So just my comments from here, I don't have an issue with how we're using this as a tool, but it's more that process and ensuring community has a full understanding.
The motion for this project was carried with a stipulation that a communication plan be brought forward to council before it is fully agreed upon.